That means it's time for the next episode of Way of the Trucker with Trucker Noob 91 on Anchor FM. Best radio ever, ever, ever.
Hey guys, this is Trucker Noob 91. I'm so glad to be back. I am flying solo now. Just can't wait to see where this podcast goes. Make sure you share it with everyone you know. I want to grow this podcast, so let's get to it. So as I'm starting to do the podcast again, I have decided on what I want to do. I'd like to start using this podcast to do stuff like talk about news events that not a lot of people hear about. I'm sure the one that I'm going to be covering today will be heard by a lot of you, but I'd like to get into it. And then I also would like to focus on like other cases, like unsolved cases, even cases that have been solved, and delve deep into stuff about them.
Most of them, if not all of them, have been either homeless, experiencing mental illness, or battling an active addiction. And it seems like there's mutual contacts between the five of them.
The clip you just heard was from Ariel Hamby Speaks talking about her stepsister, Joanna Speaks, one of six women found dead in the greater Portland area. Six women have been found dead within a 100-mile radius of Portland, Oregon. But the authorities are trying to dampen the fears of that there might be a serial killer on the loose. Another sister of Joanna Speaks, Robin Speaks, says, "I think that they, the police, are trying to make sure that they keep the public from being too freaked out about a serial killer. Either way, women are dying and the numbers are rising." Her sister Joanna Speaks, the one that was found, was a homeless drug addict, and she was found in a rural expanse with blunt force trauma to her head and neck, according to police. So far, out of all six victims, she is the only one that has been for sure ruled as a homicide. A quote from the Portland Police Bureau: "These discussions have led to some anxiety and fear in our community, and we want to provide reassurance that the speculation is not supported by the facts available at this point." They are trying to do what they can. They don't know exactly what's going on, but they're trying to say for sure that it's not a serial killer. Which makes you wonder if it is, because they're pushing the point that it's not. It could be. Just remember that most of the deceased came from vulnerable backgrounds involving homeless stints and drug use. And that's what's leading to the speculation that they were potentially targeted as weak marks. The Bureau also said, "Like with all investigations of this nature, we are routinely in contact with our law enforcement partners. That has happened here, but that should not suggest a connection has been made." And I have a timeline here of everything that I've found so far going on. On December 22nd, Kristen Smith, she went missing December 2nd, 2022. February 9th of this year, her body was found in a wooded area in Southeast Portland's Pleasant Valley neighborhood. March 27th, Ashley Real goes missing. April 8th, body of Joanne Speaks found dead inside a barn. April 10th and 11th, area of Portland with downtown fentanyl market, and where Charity Perry, whose body was found on the 24th, was frequently seen, cleared by police. And then, like I just said, on April 24th, body of Charity Perry was found. Also on April 24th, body of an unidentified Native American woman found less than 3 miles from the body of Smith, which was the first victim that they found. April 30th, the body of Bridget Webster was found. May 7th, the body of Ashley Real was found. And the body of Smith was found on May 25th. So the first victim, her body was identified. So it took them over 2 months to identify. Well, no, I'd say over 3 months to identify the remains of Kristen Smith. So, and like I said, the Portland police say that there is no reason to believe these deaths are connected. I hope that's true. If not, Oregon's got a problem on their hand. And let's just hope that they decide that it's in the best interest of the case to actually work together. You've seen in the past where law enforcement agencies don't want to work together and serial killers get away. You see that in cases like the Zodiac Killer, how all those police departments didn't want to work together. I will be keeping an eye on that. And hopefully everything works out right. But remember, the only one that was ruled a homicide was Joanna Speaks. So the police don't believe that anybody else's death was considered a homicide. For instance, year-old Kristen Smith was the one that was found in February. Her cause of death is still under investigation. Of course, from what I understand, I'm not sure. It's basically they don't have much evidence when it comes to her body. So just be sure to be looking out for that. And if you are in Oregon and you're listening to this, please be careful out there, especially in the Portland area. You never know what's out there. Be safe. All right, so what are your thoughts on this case? Do you think that there is an active serial killer out there? Are people overreacting? I've never heard of, that I can think of, that many women disappearing or being murdered and there not be a serial killer involved. I'm not taking that official stance. I'll just let you think or wonder what I think, I guess you could say, or whatever, however it goes. But you pretty much already know what I think on the situation. Let me know. I'm going to post a reactionary thing for you all to answer on Spotify. And then I'm going to go ahead and give you my platforms. That way we can get connected in other ways. Okay, guys, it's that time again. It's platform time. On Facebook, it is Way of the Trucker with Trucker Noob 91. Be sure to go there and like that page. Of course, you can find me here on Spotify or any other podcasts that websites that you listen to podcasts, Apple Music, all those. You can find me on YouTube. That's also Way of the Trucker, Trucker Noob 91. You can also find me on Twitter at Trucker Noob 91. And I do believe that is all of my, well, you can find me on TikTok too, Trucker Noob 91. But I do believe that is all of my platforms. So I hope you all have a great day or night whenever you're listening to this, or morning, and be safe out there.